FM. And that is one of the Filthy 15. That song was in the news big time. 34
years ago in 1985.
On this date, 34 years ago.
The U.S. Senate committee heard testimony on the labeling and rating of music with explicit lyrics.
And this was the one that Frank Zappa testified at, right?
Frank Zappa, Dee Snider, John Denver was in there. Did John Denver have some explicit lyrics?
John Denver?
What was he up there doing?
Rocky Mountain High, man.
Yeah, probably.
You know what that's all about. Uh-huh. This was Tipper Gore's thing.
Yes.
This was where she wanted labeling on songs.
And
on
albums and things.
On albums and
before
CDs
you even picked it up, there was a sticker on there.
Yeah, vinyl and all that stuff. They wanted to get labeling on there. And they did, didn't they? I remember it came on.
Yeah, there were stickers.
Because of this commission, you had those on there, and it was like, and then it eventually went to video games and everything. But it started on these songs, on these tunes back in the mid '80s, and you kind of think about mid '80s music, and it's really harmless.
I mean, compared to some of the stuff.
Oh,
today,
no kidding! Yeah,
even the stuff today, some of the stuff on the radio that even gets bleeped or silenced out or something like that. You know, even if it's just a word or two, but some of the subject matter and content and things. And then, you know, my son's 16. He's riding around listening to rap and stuff. I'm like, what are you listening to? And he'll play me a couple things. I'm like, oh, my Lord.
So they set aside 15 songs. They targeted 15 songs, and they called them the Filthy 15, and We're Not Gonna Take It was on there. There isn't any obscenity in We're Not Gonna Take It. It's not sexual anyway. It's just a song of defiance.
The Parental Music Resource Center said it was the violence in the song that made it.
We'll fight the powers that be. Just don't pick our destiny.
I don't know if it also included the video because there was Dee Snider dragging the guy down the stairs and all that kind of stuff.
That's a video.
That was funny.
Yeah, that's a video. It's not the song. I bet it was the video that turned Tipper Gore onto the song and her committee. And they said,
huge dude in makeup?
All right, so that's one of the 15. Why don't we do this? We got these tickets for the Cedro Woolley Beer Fest on Saturday. This thing's going to be great, man. There's all these brewers involved in it, like 30 different brewers in downtown Woolley.
It'll be the Frothy 15 down there.
With are Filthy songs going to be played down there?
I hope so. Then Lynyrd Skynyrd will be playing. Is that filthy?
Well, a Skynyrd.
Does that offend you?
A band playing Skynyrd music will be playing.
Yeah.
And some food trucks. If you can name one of the other Filthy 15 from now, all these songs were all of them from 1985?
No, they weren't all from 1985. A lot of them were.
Many of them were from that period of time. All right, so if you can name one of the Filthy 15 that Tipper Gore and her crew went after, 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM.
And We're Not Going to Take It. I mean, it gets used in TV commercials for like Tide detergent now because it's so, middle America.
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable.
All right, Alan, what else was on? What else do you think was on that Filthy 15 list?
Oh, I was thinking Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot.
Yes.
you think it would be.
But that's not on there, Brad?
No, it's not one of the Filthy 15.
I don't know. Well, it was spelled out for you in that title.
It sure was. I'm surprised now that you mentioned that.
Abram, what do you have?
Angels in the Centerfold.
Centerfold from Giles. That was about that time.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the Filthy 15.
That was not. Because you probably could whistle along to it.
How about Aaron? You want to guess on this? Aaron, did you have one of the Filthy 15? Let's see if she's still with us. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, your turn. Go ahead, Aaron.
My turn was Jack and Diane.
Why was Jack and Diane considered filthy by your family?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my girlfriend's mom. She was very conservative and, dripping off the pants, sitting on her lap.
Dribble off them Bobby Brooks.
Let me do what I please.
Sucking on the chili dog.
Yeah.
Everything we were probably doing anyway.
Got the hands between the knees.
That's right. Do you want to have that kind of fun in Cedro Woolley on Saturday, Aaron?
We, I do.
All right, well, hold on. We'll set you up with some tickets for the Brew Fest. That's not one of the 15. But no. what did you have as one of the 15?
Well, Prince, Darling Nikki, because of the sexual content.
That was
the
big one. I think that
Darling
was the
Nikki.
Song that
That's
started
number one.
It.
Number
I
one.
I think that was the one that began it all with Tipper Gore when her daughters were playing that album.
Knew a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. You know what she was doing in the lobby of the hotel. Sheena Easton's Sugar Walls is on the Filthy 15 list.
That's another song written by Prince.
Yeah, they said sex, the culprit there. Judas Priest with their song Eat Me Alive.
Okay.
Sexual overtones in there.
Okay.
That we weren't really aware of at the time. And then Vanity had a song called Strap On, Robbie Baby.
That's another Prince.
Yeah, and that one falls under the sex umbrella as well.
Yeah.
So three of the first four are from Prince.
Yeah, she's really going after Prince.
Yeah. Motley Crue's Bastard, because of the violence in the lyrics. AC/DC's Let Me Put My Love Into You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twisted Sisters, we're not going to take it because of the violence. Madonna got the ire of Tipper Gore for the song Dress You Up. Of all the songs, Madonna, I don't dress you up in my love. I don't.
Yeah, what happened to Like a Virgin?
Yeah, where's that?
That one didn't get tagged.
Did that not come out yet? The band Wasp and their song Animal. Yeah, there's some stuff in there. Def Leppard's High and Dry. Drug and alcohol use was cited. Well, you know, Saturday night, getting high, getting dry, whatever. Merciful Fate, Into the Coven, because it brought about the occult. Black Sabbath's Trashed. They referenced because of the drug and alcohol use. John, I'm not familiar with this one. The Mary Jane Girls.
Oh, yeah.
In My House.
That's a Rick James group there. Really? Yes.
Hold on. Let me see. They have some of the offending lyrics that they mention here.
I didn't think that one was that filthy, but In My House is probably like, it takes on the same meaning as Sugar Walls, I'm guessing.
Lyrics,
but I don't think there's anything I don't think there's anything profane. Overtly profane.
Yeah, let me get to that one.
But if Rick James wrote it, you know where it's going to go.
They said the explicit lyrics in the song by Mary Jane Girls In My House. When it comes down to making love, I'll satisfy your every need and every fantasy you think up.
That was it.
That was it.
It's because there was Rick James girls that were singing it. That's why.
Another one from the occult, from Venom and the song Possessed. And then Cyndi Lauper. Shebop.
Yeah.
I guess that has to do with masturbation.
Absolutely it does.
I'm not familiar
right
with the
there
Shebop.
In the title.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that what she was bopping?
That was even more overt than...
Clicking the mouse.
Than Darling Nikki. Yeah. All right, well, and this one here from Quiet Riot, how did this one get away? How did the Rolling Stones get away? Brad and John, KISM.